Perek Dal and Mishnah Yerches, Rabbi Nahorai Omer, Heve Gola Lamakom Torah, the one should exile oneself to a place of Torah. Val Tomar Shi Savo Acharecha, do not assume that a place of Torah, that a community, a city of Torah will follow you. Shechaverecha Yikaimu Biadecha, that your colleagues will follow after you and will stick to you. Ve'al Binoscha Al Tishoin, and do not rely on your own understanding. This Mishnah, stated in the name of Rabbi Nahorai, teaches that one shouldn't assume that you'll always be among scholars or scholars will follow you. Rather, it's better, says Rabbi Nahorai, to travel, to live among scholars. Don't just stay by yourself. Don't live in solitude on a desert island, because who knows what will happen. In order to appreciate this Mishnah, understand it, the Medrash Shmuel, classic work on Maseches Avos, quoting Maharam al-Shakar, says that we need to understand an earlier series of Mishnayos in the second chapter. You may recall in chapter 2, Perek Beis, Mishnayos Yud Nir Aleph, the Mishnah said there were five great students that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had. Chamisha Talmidim Hoyle Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great sage, the student of Hillel HaZaken, had five outstanding students. What were their names? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, Rabbi Yossi HaKoin, Rabbi Shimon ben Asanel, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. But who was the greatest of those five? Who was the most outstanding disciple of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? It would seem, if you learn the next Mishnayos, that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was the greatest of all. And what was so great about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, and how do we know that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai thought he was the most outstanding? Because if you look in Perek Beis, Mishnayos Yud Gimel Yud Daled, the Mishnah there started to go through each of the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and asked what is the greatest attribute, the greatest trait that there is. And each of the five students suggested a different trait. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach suggested a lev tov, a good heart. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, after hearing each of his students' suggestions, said, "Roe anyes divrei Elazar ben Arach min divreichem shebechlal dvar divreichem." I believe that the words, and I prefer the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, because according to his words are included everybody's words. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai makes that statement twice, both in the 13th as well as the 14th Mishnah. Thus, what emerges is that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the most outstanding disciple, the most intuitive, the most understanding, the deepest, the brightest, and the most outstanding student of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. What happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? The Medrash Shmuel tells us to take a look at the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amabez, and the Gemara tells the following story about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Ikla Lahasam, says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach traveled, he left. Where did he leave? As we're all familiar, in the Second Temple period, the great Makom Torah, the great place of Torah study, was in Yavne. After Yerushalayim was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Vespasian, "Tein li Yavne v'chachamel, allow me the city of Yavne and all of its sages," and that's where the sages were. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says the Gemara, "Ikla lahasam." He left. He left Yavne, he left the city of sages, he left the cities of scholars, and Rashi points out he went to a different city called Porgisa, or Dumosas. And what happened to him over there, the Gemara says, Imshach Basrayu. He got caught up with wine and bathing. He got caught up in the physical world. Iaker Talmudei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, the greatest sage, the greatest student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, forgot his studies. Ki hadar asa. Come lemikri besifra. He got up to read from the Sefer Torah. Boy lemikri hachodesh hazeh lachem. The Gemara says he was about to read the words, and he read the words hachodesh hazeh lachem. This month shall be for you the first of the 630 mitzvos. And Rabbi Elazar ben Arach got up to read those three words, and he read and said hacheresh haya libam. Their hearts became deaf. Instead of reading hachodesh, he read it hacheresh. And the sages, the rabbis, couldn't believe it. Here's the great Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Instead of hachodesh, he read it hachereish, explaining and mistaking the dollar for a resh. They couldn't believe it. Boy Rabbanan Rachmei Alei, the rabbis prayed for him. How could it be that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, this great sage, is forgetting all of his Torah study? After they prayed for him, Hadar Talmudei, he began to retrieve, to remember, to recall his Torah study. V'hayinu desnan. And it was then that the following statement was made, Rabbi Nehoroi Omer Havigola Lamakum Torah, our Mishnah. One should exile himself to a makom Torah. Val tavo shehi tavarachan. Don't assume that the rabbis will follow you. Shechaverecha yekamu biyadecha. Vel binoscha al tishan. And don't rely on your own understanding. But that's Rabbi Nehoroi. As says the Gemara Tana, Lo Rabbi Nehoroi Shmo. His name is not Rabbi Nehoroi. What's his name? Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. It's really Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the author of our Mishnah novels, Dalid Yurches, Rabbi Nehoroi, Am Rabbi Gola Lamakum Torah. No, it's not Rabbi Nehoroi. It's really Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Well, if it's really Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, why does it say Rabbi Nehoroi? Asks the Gemara of Alama, Nikra Shmo Rabbi Nehoroi. Shemanir Enei Chachamim Behalacha. He lighten up the world. And he lighten up the eyes of scholars in Halacha. Thus, as we've always taught and explained in Mishnayos Avos, Hu Haya Omer, the authors of the Mishnayos and Avos, are speaking about themselves. They're teaching the most deepest, most essential truth that they lived. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is the author of this Mishnah that says, Havigola lamakum Torah, exile yourself to a place of Torah, says the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufmem Zayin Avim Beis. Val tomer shitav orach arecha. And don't assume that will come after you, because Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says, I lived that. I was with the sages. I was in a city of scholars. I lived in Yavna and I left. I thought I'd be okay over there. My wife convinced me that we should leave and my scholarship will become greater and the rabbis will follow me and I'll build a city of Torah and I'll have a shul and I'll have a yeshiva and a beis medrash and everybody will come and follow me. Shechavirecha yikaimu biyadecha, and my colleagues will come after me. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, it didn't happen to me. Not only did it happen to me, I got caught up in drinking and wine and abuse and all terrible things. He's speaking about himself. Vel binos chal tishan, he says, don't rely on your own understanding because I made a mistake. Not hachodesh aselechem hacheresh hayalibam. And thus, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who we know, whose other name is Rabbi Nehoroi, tells us, don't find yourself secluded. Don't assume you could succeed on your own. Don't assume that you can learn by yourself. You need a Rebbe. You need friends. That's what our Mishnayos tells us. Aselecha Rav, Kneelecha Chaver. Yiddishkeit, Judaism, Torah study can't be done in a vacuum. We need friends. We need Rabbeim. We need scholars. We need teachers. We need colleagues. Without them, we will suffer. We will fall apart. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, the greatest of the students, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says about himself that he fell apart. He wasn't successful. And thus he taught us this Mishnah, Havigola lamakom Torah, surround yourself, exile yourself to a place of Torah, v'al minoschal tishan. Don't assume somebody's going to come after you. And this Mishnah is one of the greatest lessons for anybody, that we have to make sure we surround ourselves with good people, with a good shul, with good friends, with good neighbors, good colleagues, have a teacher, have friends, because if we don't have those things, who knows what could happen? And sometimes a person can feel more comfortable when they're by themselves. It's easier when we're on our own. Sometimes it's more comfortable because there's nobody to rebuke us, and there's nobody to tell us you're not doing right. But we have to make sure that our greatest ally is, and our greatest friend are often the people who say, you know what, you're not acting properly. And that's why we learn in Maseches Tainis that the greatest teacher is your student. Mitalmida yosa mikum, that one's students are one's greatest because they force you to sharpen your understanding, to appreciate, to explain something, to elucidate something clearer. But when you're on a desert island, you're all by yourself, you're unable to do that. Or if your students aren't that sharp or aren't that strong, and it's just easy schmeezy, then they're not going to challenge you. But challenge is good and challenge is great because that's what pushes a person. And thus, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, the outstanding disciple who himself was unable to succeed on his own when he found himself in his own desert island, came back because he was forced to come back. And thus, he then reemerged and became the teacher of this most basic precedent, this most basic point of Havigola Lamakom Torah. So let's also always remember, ask questions, have a Rebbe, make sure our friends are telling us the right way. Don't get caught up in our own lonesome world, and sometimes it's happening now when we're a bit more distanced, but we need to push ourselves to be around people, to contact people, to call people, to hear shiurim, to ask questions. Don't allow it to happen by itself, because Judaism isn't for a spectator. It's not on a desert island. We need to grow with people, amongst people, socialization, asking questions, challenging each other. Havigola l'makom Torah.